T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
And I've been listening to 610 since back in the 80s. This is the best combination for afternoon drive time sports radio I've ever heard. Show, Clint, you guys got it going on, man. I really appreciate your show.
Best hair at the station, this entire show right here. React to that.
Clint, you can put your toes up in the river, my man, and pop that Coors Light.
I love beer.
Hey, gentlemen. A show and a Clinton show. I love your show. You guys are great.
We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
Somebody out there listening right
Ooh,
now.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Is that Mike Hot Top?
I'm going to kick your ass, Tyler. I'll tell you.
Whoa, what?
You talking all that, man.
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
That's right. The Drive is live and in color and on the road. We're going to be on the road the next three shows, baby, starting here at Twin Peaks right off Kirby. Come on down here. 59 and Kirby. Make your way. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. It's opening day, Clint.
We get a chance to party, party.
That's right. It is opening day, one of the best days on the sports calendar, and they got games all over the place in here. If you want to hate watch the Yankees, I see them on TV. You want to hate watch the Red Sox, I see them on TV. The Cubs, the Nat, everybody. Everything.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
It's baseball season, baby. We hear that, Clint. It's going to be a good time today.
Yeah, when that drop starts rolling, you know it's either opening day or damn near, and we are here.
We are here. We are here. A lot going on today. Remember, today in the 5 o'clock hour as we're here at Twin Peaks, we got another roundtable, big bracket edition. So come on out. Jimmy Patso, former head coach of Siena, he is going to join us.
Wow, dude.
Along with Sean Pendergast, and it'll be a good time in the 5 o'clock hour to get you ready for the NCAA tournament coming up this weekend. But it's opening day, Clint. You fired up about the Astros? You happy? You feeling great about the Astros?
Look, I'm excited about opening day, but I'm not going to lie to you. Dusty is throwing a wet blanket on my excitement, if I'm being completely honest. Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest with you, Dusty. I don't get the starting lineup. But yeah, it's opening day, and I'm excited about it. And I mean, look, we're here at Twin Peaks. There's obviously going to be a party here. There always is. I'm sure over there in Edo, right outside of Minute Maid Park, there's going to be a big-time party going. Yeah. I stopped through there on my way in. There's already a lot of foot traffic down there. And man, it's good to be in the business on opening day once again.
All right, let's just get it out the way. This is the lineup. The lineup is out already. Framber Valdez is getting the ball against Dylan Cease, two of the best pitchers in the American League last year. But the lineup facing Dylan Cease. Jeremy Pena leading off. There's somebody on the text line that owes me a enormous apology. Not just telling me that I'm wrong, but I'm an idiot to think that Pena would lead off. And look at God. Jeremy Pena leading off. Bregman in the two spot. Yordan Alvarez playing in left field. He is batting third. The new addition, Jose Abreu, is batting cleanup at first. Tucker fifth. Yainer Diaz is DH'ing today. That's interesting. And then Jake Myers is getting the start in center field. Maldonado and then Dubon playing second base. I'm just going to say it like this. Like you said, I'm excited as well. But I'm telling you right now, if I were Chaz McCormick, Clint, it would be some furniture moving around here. All right, I've taken the high road the last time for me. All right, I'm not going to do nothing crazy and stupid. But, like, I'm going to make it be known. That kid should be starting today. All right, now some people may, you're kicking up, what were you complaining? No, if I'm Chaz McCormick, that kid should be starting today. There is nothing that Jake Meyers has done that says he should be in this lineup over him at all. Spring, not to mention what he did in the most important time in games last year. If I'm Chaz McCormick, like, this is, I am beyond pissed about this situation.
Well, look, I don't advise Chaz McCormick voice his displeasure. I don't advise that he throw any furniture, but I damn sure want to.
Throw some bubble gum.
There is, again, I mean, when you look at this lineup and you look at the options in center field, there's no doubt about it that Chaz McCormick should be the starting center fielder on opening day. He should be the starting center fielder until they bring in somebody that's better or extenuating circumstances say otherwise.
Have you seen him in here today?
An injury, or if he starts struggling, or they upgrade the position via trade. I mean, that, ultimately, he's earned that right. I'm not one to tell you that he hung the moon. I'm not one to tell you that you can't upgrade from Chaz McCormick. But based off of what we've seen
and what's on the roster,
Dusty continuing to have this really a two or three guy rotation in center field and pulling pop fly guys out of left field when certain pitchers are pitching, it's silly, man.
I'm from a different generation.
It's silly. Look at where the Astros are at right now. Brantley's obviously out. And Altuve's out for at least till early June. The number one goal for the Astros, while those two guys are out, should be to find out who Hensley is and to find out who Yainer Diaz is. Right? How do they fit in? What do they look like at the major league level over a month span or a 2 month span? How can they handle playing first, second, third, and short for Hensley? Not find out more about Jake Meyers and Dubon. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all to me. There's nothing that Jake, and I like Jake Meyers, but there's nothing that Jake Meyers does that tells me, that's the guy we got to invest in right now.
Listen,
in center field.
Tyler and I have messed around with you about this Jake Meyers situation. We have. I don't know about you, Tyler. I'm still in a state of shock that Chaz McCormick's not getting the start.
I can't believe it, dude. I'm with y'all. I mean, it blows my mind. I'm not into the texters acting like we're freaking out. No one's saying it's the end of the world, but it makes no sense. It's not logical.
I'm freaking out. No, I'm freaking out.
Clint is.
I'm beside myself about it. I think it's plumb ass silly. I really do. I do. By the way, that is awfully nasally right there. What last night happened?
That's
the first time I heard Tyler's voice. What did you do? Did you get off in them streets last night? You got a little inebriated last night. I can hear it in your
fact. Yeah, that is a fact, sir. I didn't get out in the city, just at the crib. But we had a couple friends of ours. They were in just for the night, but they live in New York City now, so we don't get to see them often. So we got to make the most of it, and we did. We did.
It's old nasally tea today. I hear that,
Tyler.
But yeah, I'm beside myself, T. I am. I'm.
I know it, man.
Very rarely are decisions made.
I'm shocked. I mean,
very rarely are decisions made with my Hogs, with the Texans, with the Astros. I mean, very rarely are decisions made that, quote-unquote, ruffle my feathers. This one bothers me.
Oh, my God. This don't make no sense.
No, this is. For me, I'm just like, this is silly. I feel really bad for Chaz. That's where I am. But this is like, why is it bothering you so much? Because this has really gotten to
you. Well, I mean, ultimately, because it's no-brainer, zero doubt about it, when a guy earns something, when a guy plays big in the biggest moments, when another guy can't stay healthy and Chaz jumps in there and plays well, when Dusty Baker wants to, for some reason, keep rotating him through, disrespect him, not give him the respect that he deserves, and keep rotating him through, hey, no big deal. I stay the course. I put blinders on. I ignore the noise, and when it matters the most, I go out there and help the team win a damn World Series. And I just think that when guys do that, they should be rewarded. And this isn't rewarding him. I think it's I don't think Dusty clearly doesn't like the
There's
guy.
No,
you hate to be in love and the other person don't love you. And
Dusty's finding ways to get Yainer Diaz and Dubon on the field.
Yeah, they both beat him.
On the field.
They're both.
And White Boy Chaz is on the pine. Man, get the hell out of here.
I don't like to accuse that, like, Dusty, there's something Dusty that he doesn't like the kid. But if I'm Chaz McCormick, I don't know how.
There's no other way to take it.
I don't know how the other. This feels like I'm sending a lesson, a message of some sorts. Like, to me, that's what it feels like. I'm sending some. Because if I'm Chaz, I am hotter than a firecracker. I mean, hotter than a firecracker.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have to think, like, okay, this is personal. Like, you would get to a point to start thinking, maybe this is personal.
Well, you got to think. I'm trying to think of the timeline. Like, when, and Tyler, you may be able to help me with this, but there was a timeline when, like, White Boy Chaz came out and said, yeah, it's my center field is my position to lose. And then when they reported to spring training, all of a sudden it was, yeah, I got to compete. I still got work to do. I got to go out there and do the best I can. I hope it works out. Like, you could tell it sounded like to me that he had been somewhat reprimanded or somewhat kind of, hey, man, like
chill out.
Yeah, don't be telling the media that kind of stuff. And, again, to me, that's just you want to check him, cool, but it's petty for him not to be in center field right now.
Yeah, if I were Chaz, I'd probably get myself in trouble.
you find a way to do that from time to time.
Because if I were Chaz, like, in my mind, I wouldn't go crazy. But I mean, if Mark Berman or Brandon Scott or Adam Spolane or anybody, or like, they wanted to try to come Chandler Rome, come try to talk to me, I tell them the truth. I'm not really happy about this. I do feel like I've earned my spot. I've earned that spot to be out here on opening day. And it nothing to the other guys that are out there, but I feel like I've earned my spot and I'm not happy about this. Like, I would say that. Because what we've heard Chaz do is, I mean, beyond high road. You know what? I do got stuff to work on. Like, he has done this and done this. For me, at that point, man, I can't take the high road no more. At this point, I'm gonna have to let folks know and put it out publicly, because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, in my point. But
anything else? Anything else about that lineup stick out, other than the fact that Mauricio Dubon and Jake Myers are in there, when really we all know that White Boy Chaz and Hensley should be in there? Anything else stick out there?
This is for you. You didn't snuck in David Hensley. Your anger for David.
Well, I mean,
it's
just like, what are you learning about Mauricio Dubon at second that you don't already know? I mean, what you had guys last year in the biggest moments that you trusted, and it wasn't Mauricio. Did he even touch the field?
I think he probably came in for defensive purposes. No, he probably didn't. Now I think about it.
Because he wasn't.
Because Chaz never came out.
All of a sudden, Verlander's center fielder wasn't Verlander's center fielder in the playoffs.
It was Chaz,
right? So I mean, like, it's just like you're finding reasons. Like, I can understand. Yainer Diaz, I can understand. Hey, Brantley's out. You want to slide him in at that DH position? Find out what the young cat can do? Okay, cool. I can understand that playing those games, but like trying to fill out your roster and fill out your young guys when the opportunity presented itself. The other stuff I can't. You like Jeremy Pena in the leadoff, though?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I wish Tucker was higher and was protected better. I wish Tucker was protected better than by somebody who is like kind of coming in to start his major league career.
It is what it is.
And to me, I think Tucker should be batting second. To me, I would slide everybody down.
I love Bregman in the two hole.
I hear you. I like him batting third too. I mean, two and the third.
I got you. Just
yeah, I'd have Pena one. I'd have Tucker two. It's not a crazy thing. Tucker two, and I like Tucker protection of Bregman. I like Bregman protected by Alvarez. I like Alvarez protected by Abreu. To me, if I'm picking of those top, five or six, it would be Abreu. I would say, to have the least amount of protection for me. But he wants to do the right left thing, and I don't mind. It's not a big deal. I do just wish Tucker had better protection, was higher in the order.
But hey, baseball's back, guys. I'm excited.
It is.
I'm upset with Dusty's decisions here, hey, but,
hey, no, but you're still drunk, man.
He's not still drunk.
You're still drunk.
I am not.
That is a whiskey voice. That is right there. Is that is whiskey straight?
Yeah, that's the Blanton's voice right there.
I like Pena in the one hole. I like Bregman in the two hole with that discipline at the plate. I like Bregman in the two hole as well.
But can we just do this though?
What?
Can we take this and the listeners right now and the people texting in? Do we understand the best part of this? As Tyler said, baseball is back and everything is. We're talking about this, and there's such passion about this. It's because you actually believe this damn team has a chance to do something.
Yep.
This is they're finally back to talking about a team in this city, outside of the Cougs, in this city, their season is over.
You cursed, but
I did not curse him. You stopped him, all right? Apparently we had guys with other things on their mind who went ahead and told everybody the world he was going to the NBA 12 minutes after the game ended. Anyway, but we have – you. Can, this matters. These small conversations matter because this is a team that matters.
I love winning.
Right, let's just be honest. We drummed up a couple of Davis Mills conversations during the season because, hell, I mean, we had to do something. But their games didn't matter. This year, there is a passion about, hey, we want to see Chaz in the lineup, not just because he earned it, because, hell, he's been better. And it has helped your chances to win. And when you don't have Altuve and you don't have Brantley already, you want the strongest lineup. But it matters. This is a sport and a time that matters. It's beautiful. I love it.
It is fun to be a part of it.
Good God,
Almighty. I love your you and Tyler both, y'all's attempt to sugar up the conversation.
I'm not trying to sugar it up. I love it. I'm just glad this is the emotion in you and the text line, the trailer wheel and frame text line going back is beautiful. It is beautiful.
Don't mess with the Houston Astros.
That's right, man. Retribution for Chaz for speaking out. Someone said that. Someone said agrees with you. Chaz started talking a little too much, and Dusty said, "I'm gonna teach you a lesson." Apparently,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm excited, baby. I'm excited. Framber Valdez gets the ball tonight. Dylan Cease right here in Minute Maid. Tyler, just be honest. Give us your bedtimes the last two nights.
Oh, boy.
Last two nights. Last night, I think I crawled into bed at about 3:45.
God dang. For what?
Our friends were over, man.
What about the night before?
Night before, probably about 2:30.
Oh, friends were over then, too?
No, that was a Madden night. That was a video game night, which I'm sure Clint loves to hear.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, I didn't run out of gas. So.
You went to bed at 3:45. No, don't steer it somewhere else. You went to bed at 3:45 and 2:35 the last two nights.
I ran out of gas, got help, drove the rest of my hour to the house, and was in bed by about 9:30. You wasn't even home cranking up your first game of Madden yet.
Nope.
Oh, my God, Doug. I mean.
Our friends don't come in from New York City often, man.
Okay, but they didn't come in from New York City the other night.
No, I mean, they didn't.
What did y'all do until 3:45?
Just caught up, talked, drank.
You and May got a little something in y'all's lives y'all want to talk about?
Like pineapple kind of lifestyle? No, yes, we ain't into that. No, we are each other's and each other's alone.
You had red mulch in the back of your truck.
Yes, you did.
That's true.
You trolled all of Kingwood with red mulch.
Tell me you didn't have pineapples.
Wonder why couples kept honking at me.
That guy had a pineapple sticker next to his A&M sticker in his back window and drove around with his tailgate down and bags of red mulch in the back of his truck.
Hell switcheroo.
He trolled every bit of Kingwood.
The Trader Willard Frame text line, you know he had DoorDash. Please guess. Please guess 713-572-4610 what it is they had. What DoorDash, what restaurant?
There was a DoorDash.
The last couple. All right, we already know. 3:30, that's a late eat right there. All right, coming up as we're live at Twin Peaks. Anthony Richardson had his pro day. I feel like potentially there's some things being said about him that's kind of taken over the top. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. Getting you set for the Sports Radio 610 Roundtable Big Bracket Edition at 5. It's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As we are live right off Kirby, right off 59 at Kirby at Twin Peaks. Make your way on down here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock as we are getting you ready for opening day. It's a little bit of a dual thing. We got opening day, which is going on today, as the Astros will start to defend their championship today against the Chicago White Sox. They'll get going a little bit after we get off the air, and then we got a little college basketball thing called the Final Four coming up this weekend, and coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have a big bracket roundtable edition, so stay tuned as Sean Pendergast, Jimmy Patso's former head coach of Siena, coached in college basketball for years. He's going to join us as well, so stay tuned. We got you covered right here. Also, by the way, listen up, and you got to be here. To get this, we're going to hook you up. We're going to do this once an hour. All right, Aaron and Tyler, once an hour. There's a three pair of tickets for NCAA Fan Fest down at the George R. Brown Convention Center. So we're going to be hooking people up, but one pair an hour. So we got three of them. So we're going to do it three times, one pair per hour. So stay tuned at the end of this hour. We will hook you up with one pair coming up.
Have you seen pictures of that stuff down there?
I went to Fan Fest last year in New Orleans, and it was crazy there. I've heard a lot of people saying it's nuts. It's nuts here in Houston down at NRG. They've completely taken the thing over. So you got a family, you got kids. It's one that you don't want to miss.
I saw pictures earlier, man, and it's they've got several turf fields with competition, several obviously – courts. I mean, and it's all sectioned off to where it looks like a damn playground for kids. Playground on steroids, obviously, because you got all kinds of events and surfaces and games and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It is. They always do it really big. Coming up here in just a second, we'll hear from Anthony Richardson, who had a pro day today, and talking about what he's been working on. But remember, as I said, you'll get a pair of tickets coming up. Got a raffle here. All you got to do is fill out a ticket up front here at Twin Peaks, and you can have a chance to win a pair of FanFest tickets. Need some questions, come up to the desk here, and we'll let you know exactly where you need to go. So go ahead and do that. But Anthony Richardson, Clint, had his pro day in Gainesville today at the University of Florida. He is one of the four quarterbacks, the last of the four who people think can go in the first round to have his pro day. This was him speaking about what he's been working on and what he needs.
You know, I've just been working. You know, at times I was very inconsistent throughout the season. You know, so I was just trying to put that behind me, you know, trying to stay consistent because I know inconsistency is not going to work at the next level. Mm. So I've just been grinding at that, just trying to, you know, perfect my craft and perfect who I am as a person. And coming out here showcase what I'm able to do. You know, I'm a natural thrower, you know, so just being out there launching a ball and just tossing around with my brothers, you know, that's just what we normally do.
All right, he said he's a natural thrower. That's something I think a lot of people appear to disagree with, and when you look at his numbers, 53 completion percentage when he was at Florida last year. Is he growing on you? Is Anthony Richardson growing on you?
Well, I mean, growing on me, I was high on him before the year ever started, before he ever started game for Florida.
That's right. You have said he was the most talented player and quarterback in the draft.
Look, I think he's doing himself some good. I think he's making himself some money. I think he's making believers out of coaches and media members. I mean, these types of pro days, I don't know that there was a whole lot that you could learn about Anthony Richardson's physical ability throwing the football. You could watch him. And can he anticipate? Does his mid-range pass game, anywhere from 10 to 20, 25 yards, does he really have that touch? You know, you can get a better feel for what he's doing. But for me, with Anthony Richardson, it was more about what he just said in that bit of audio that we played. And I'll argue with anybody out there, he is, no doubt about it, a natural thrower of the football.
So you do see that?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, can he rein it in and technically continue to improve and do things that – the highest level, the pinnacle of the profession. That's we'll see. But
I hate to put you on the spot. I'm just trying to example. Who is somebody that is not a natural thrower, that's played the quarterback position? Are we talking Tim Tebow? That's what.
Well, let me. Yes, that would be one.
That's what comes to mind. But I'm trying to think of somebody else.
A natural. They're all natural throwers, with the exception of maybe like Phillip Rivers had a funky delivery.
I got you. Okay.
Tebow wasn't real natural. Byron Leftwich was unorthodox, but I would say he's a natural thrower of things. At this deal, look, here's the thing, is that once you've played high-level college ball and you played in the league, you're a natural thrower of a football. You're a natural thrower. Can you become a technically sound passer of the football that's going to allow you to throw the ball with touch and allow you to be more accurate and allow you to take the push out of the delivery and just rotate and snap? You know, those things are where we're at. He is a natural thrower of the football. You can argue about the technical passing ability and some of the stuff that's driving his mechanics, and we can have a conversation about it, but he's a natural thrower of the football. The part that sticks out to me, though, without a doubt, is this is a guy that's viewed as lacks experience, immature, no disrespect, I'm just saying immature from a perspective of hasn't played much. Doesn't know a whole lot. But here he is talking to the media after his pro day, and the first thing he says is exactly what he has to work on, is exactly what his biggest problem is. It's exactly where this kid's head needs to be. You got other guys out there talking about, I'm an accurate, what does Stroud say, talking about banging his own chest about how accurate he is?
He had a name for it.
I can't remember what he said, but anyway, then you got Will Levis talking about, I got a cannon for an arm, can't wait to show it off. This kid sits down and says, you know what, I was inconsistent. I got to be better. Being inconsistent ain't going to work at the NFL level. And not only is there a level of humility there and confidence to be able to do that, but he's dead ass right. He's spot on. You are exactly right. I think those kind of things, everybody's pro day is different, but I think for Anthony Richardson, I think that says more about him than anything he could physically do at a pro day. That was big.
Yeah, that was big for him. And he's, ever since he's entered the draft, it's nothing but positive things for Anthony Richardson, including his pro day, more than him just hitting the roof and doing backflips, which impressive. All right, coming up, it is opening day, but this is a new year and a new year for baseball, and we're going to talk about the things that we are really – we're looking for the Astros, but really looking forward to when it comes to the start of the baseball season. That's coming up next right here on The Drive.
Don't mess with Texas. Don't mess with the Astros.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. Getting you set for the Sports Radio 610 Roundtable Big Bracket Edition at 5. It's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back at it here as we're live at Twin Peaks. Off 59 and Kirby, make your way down here. We'll be up till 6 o'clock, and then you can just sit right here if you're not going to be at Minute Maid and watch opening day as the Astros take on the White Sox. TV's everywhere. I mean, everywhere you can watch that game. If there's another game you want to check out, you can do it all right here at Twin Peaks. It's going to be a party out here as it always is. The beer is cold. I think I might have me one. And the food is
great.
Excuse me?
28 degrees.
Is it 28? Oh, it's 28 right on the dot right now.
Depends on what bar. You go to that bar back there, 29.4. This bar up here is 28.
I'm looking for
the question is, can you handle one of them man-sized beers? Is that me? Which one?
44 ounces of Texas Chill.
What are you asking me that? Well, you think I've not ordered nothing. I'm not that guy. All right.
You do like the girly drinks, though.
Do I have Adidas Superstar? No, man. I just know when to go home.
Buttery nipple?
I know when to go to sleep.
Hey, here,
3:45.
That's a great point. That is.
I just know how to have a good time, sir.
No, passing out on a toilet in a bar.
I didn't pass out on no damn toilet. You are spreading these lies.
It's not lies. I don't know why you don't just come on about it. This guy over
here
is cracking up at you.
I took a dump and I came out and the bar was closed.
It's okay. You woke up an hour later.
I didn't fall asleep on a toilet.
And they're playing Closing Time, and you're just still sitting there. Oh, I'm sorry. Lord. But make your way out here to Twin Peaks. Remember, coming up at the end of this hour, we're doing it the first 3 hours of the show. You can win a pair of tickets to NCAA Fan Fest down at the George R. Brown Convention Center. It's a beautiful, beautiful event. Fun times. Take your family. Your chance to win that. All you got to do is enter. Right now, if you're in the bar, all you got to do is enter the raffle, and we'll be handing out our first pair coming up at the end of this segment. All right, baseball is back, Clint, and baseball is a bit different this year with these new rules. And I am like, for me, I'm excited to get it started again, to see what Framber's going to do as the new ace, to see what the lineup looks like, to see what Abreu looks like in an Astros uniform, to see Jake Myers and company play. I'm excited to see what's happening. But, Clint, I'm really intrigued to see with all these new rules from the pitch clock to the amount of times you can throw over to first base to the time of the batter has to get in to everything, the bigger bases, all of this. I'm intrigued of the new rules, Clint.
Yeah, I'm intrigued with a handful of them. I can't get real excited about the size of the bases. You like the size of the bases?
Oh, I love it.
Are we still talking about opening day at Minute Maid Park?
Yes, I'm talking about the bases.
Just check it. Make sure you're still talking about the same thing I'm talking about. I do not like the limited throws over to first base. What do they call them? Disengagements or whatever. I don't like that. I think that gives the base runner obviously a huge advantage if it's not executed the right way. It really handcuffs the pitcher. We'll see how much it impacts him. I don't know. In my mind, it seems like it's going to be a problem. But I absolutely love the pitch clock, the batter not being on the clock as well, and the no shift. I absolutely.
Oh, the no shift! I can't wait for.
Hey, those two right there, man. I am I am all in on that right there. I think the no shift is going to give us a little more traditional baseball, which I absolutely love. I think over time the approach of hitters at the plate league wide will probably change a bit. And then I told you before, I just love the thought of speeding the game up. Less dead time is money for me.
Let me ask you this, and I want the people, their thoughts too, the Drive family listening on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line. I'm with you. Like, speeding the game up is going to be great, and a good thing. And we've heard during spring training, it's been 25, 26 minutes they've shaved off with this pitch clock and the batter clock. Do you think that it is going to enhance your enjoyment of the game? You think just the speed, the quicker game, are you going to be happy about the time? Yes. But do you think it's going to enhance the product, like make the game better?
For me, yes.
Think so?
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, I mean, when you combine guys not being able to throw over to first base multiple times, when you combine, I think overall guys are going to speed up and not necessarily watch the clock, but speed up by nature, by habit. Yeah, I think that is a big stickler for me, is just the game just has always drawn out. And I know it doesn't seem like – I think if you look at it from like 25 to 26 minutes, in our world, especially in 2023, like that goes by in a flash, right? But when you look at how they get to 25 or 26 minutes, but how it actually happens throughout a game, I do. I think it's gonna improve the viewership as well.
That's what I'm intrigued by. I don't know. I honestly don't. That's what I'm waiting to watch, because I've always thought, I don't know if baseball has a time problem, like as much of a lack of action problem. And I think the shift is something that can really help with that. I think you can only throw over a certain amount of times, because, boy, if we get to a point where, hey, man, you only got one more throw over, yeah, or you don't have any. Now we might get to see people stealing bases, yeah, more. You could see that traffic more. I think there's going to be more traffic. My thought has always been, because I'm telling you, I said it to you yesterday, like these NFL games can drag on. The college football games, now they did some things with the clock there too, but there used to be 4-hour college football games.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like, it didn't really mess up my experience watching it. I was still into it. I wonder if the speed of the game moving faster will actually enhance the game in terms of, wow, man, this is better. This is bringing me in. This is maybe something that my son may sit through and watch the whole time.
I feel like it will for me. We'll see. You know, I saw you know who Tom House is?
Tom House
is a great all-time pitching coach. He's more of a rotational throwing specialist now, really, because he's one of the bigger guys in pro football too. You see these guys doing all this, the Dak Prescott dance thing. Like, he's tied into all that job, and he got his start in baseball. Always been in baseball, but he was talking about, like, when you play a position like a pitcher in baseball, the most optimal, I don't know if it's the right word, but the most optimal time between reps is 13 to 20 seconds. So according to his data and his experience,
should be moving
the
there.
Pitchers are actually going to be better, because they're going to be forced to try to repeat a motion in 13 to 20 seconds versus sometimes taking a minute plus out there. You know what I mean? So he thinks it's going to not only obviously speed the game up a bit, but it's going to improve the actual pitching.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how guys like your Uncle Forrest take this.
Oh, he's slow motion.
The lifers. Like somebody just texting right now, since I watch most of the games from home, I don't mind excess throws to first or stalling by the batter, because I'm at home. I take breaks from the game anyhow. It's a more relaxed sport than the other ones, particularly the NFL.
Yeah, I think it'll always be more relaxed, because you can't
speed
well,
up.
Well, you can't predetermine action outside of a pitch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know if a guy's going to even get it into play. You can't, like, in football, you snap it, all 22 are moving. You know, and then you know in 25 seconds, all 22 are going to move again.
Yeah.
I mean, in baseball, you've got guaranteed a pitcher and a catcher going to touch the ball.
I think they needed to do something, and I'm glad. And, sure. And they needed to do something. I just will wonder if particularly the timing. I wonder if the 25 to 30 minutes of less time will actually be a thing like, dang, I enjoyed watching that more.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching that more. Or is it, all right, it just wasn't as long.
The other fascinating part about this is, like, how does it impact the Astros specifically? And we've heard and seen some pretty interesting things about the new rules. And, you know, Robert Flores came on here, came on our show and talked specifically about how, you know, Kyle Tucker, he expects Kyle Tucker to have a huge year anyway.
I'm faded as hell right now.
Yeah, I hope you are. So is Tyler.
Somewhere faded but on the MLB network.
But he expects this shift or the inability to shift to impact the game in a major way, but he specifically pointed out Kyle Tucker and how Kyle Tucker should benefit. They're all going to benefit from it, right? But Kyle Tucker should benefit from the lack of a shift more so than anybody else. And then you look at on the other side of it, Altuve, and how a lot of folks are worried about Altuve with his him having to speed things up at the plate, how that could affect him.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah, hell, Kyle Tucker might hit it. He might have 3,000 hits by the end of his career with this thing without a shift.
Here it is. Which Astro are you more worried about? Luis Garcia with the changing of the delivery. Kyle Tucker. Now we would obviously ain't worried about Kyle Tucker. It'd be Jose Altuve and the clock at the plate.
Well, Jose Altuve is a great player, so I'm less worried about him.
Yeah.
Than having it. I feel like he'll adjust and his talent will go through. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Luis, yeah, we'll see what that is. I'm glad in the spring it didn't seem like it had affected him. But, yeah, when you go through one way of throwing your whole life and you're forced to kind of change that up, I wonder. In a weird way, I think it could help him to get right into emotion and not – because I can't believe sometimes I'm thinking all of that motion and movement and rocking and everything he did before releasing – you wonder, does that make his release point inconsistent, his mechanics inconsistent? Now is going to be more consistent. But for him, just mentally, like, this is how I threw all the time. So we'll see. All right, as we're live here at Twin Peaks off Kirby and 59, come on down here and hang out with us. I did pose the question. Many people were texting in. Some people said Jack in the Box. Some people said other things. Tyler. Where did this DoorDash? Where did you get DoorDash from? Because Tyler, if you missed it, two nights ago, Tyler, he went to sleep at 2:35 in the morning, and then last night he went to sleep at 3:45 in the morning. Where did you get DoorDash? Because that I know those times. That sounds like DoorDash.
Yeah, well, whichever texter out there guessed Taco Bell, you nailed it. You nailed it, friend.
Oh God,
was that last night or the night before?
The night before. Last night, we had a charcuterie board. Charcuterie for the friends that were over. Yeah, it was nice.
Your dinner was a charcuterie board?
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can grub down on a good charcuterie board now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, the DoorDash order was two nights ago.
That was the plan, though? Y'all got friends in from New York, and y'all's plan for dinner was a charcuterie board?
Well, they were drinking wine. I was
pounding
me
on
and
some wine? Yeah,
me and the husband, we were sipping the bourbon whiskey, but the ladies were drinking wine.
All that patting your meat, smoking your meat, all that stuff, all that talking y'all do, and you charcuterie board with it, huh?
Hell yeah.
I mean, I didn't get home from work to hang out with them till, like, you know, 9 o'clock.
Hell, you about ran me off the road getting out of the building.
Right.
What did you get at Taco Bell?
At Taco Bell, I got one bean burrito, extra cheese, no onions, no red sauce. I got two crunchy taco supremes. It's one of my go-tos. No tomatoes, of course. And an order of the always delicious cinnamon twists.
You always over-order.
Yeah, that's one of my blind spots when I've been sipping on something.
Yeah, we know. We've seen it. You get $40 worth of food at McDonald's when you do this, and now you've over-ordered.
I ain't going to be hungry.
That bean burrito could not have settled well. Where you were, that could not
have settled well. Oh, no, the office toilet suffered for that a little while ago.
That could not have
You know...
The disgusted Clint side.
Tyler just never fails to amaze me. So you got
I am amazing.
So you got drunked up, played Madden all night, and then you DoorDashed food. And when you DoorDashed food, you cut onions off of a taco of you know Taco Bell burrito. Yeah. No onions, no red sauce.
I don't like
and
onions.
Taco Supreme, no tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't like tomatoes.
I mean, how many? I'm curious. How many people out there? You don't have to be playing Madden. How many people out there get drunk and DoorDash past 1 o'clock in the morning and start picking red sauce and tomatoes and onions and taking half the damn menu apart?
It's easy for me to do it, though, because in a previous order I had done it, so I just select that.
Yeah, you knew good and hell and well.
Come on, baby.
Good and hell and well you would go eat those cinnamon twists. You knew you would go eat those.
Oh, that's the one thing I made sure I ate all of.
All right, coming up as 1 hour down, big 3-3 coming up. The Astros and the White Sox get going. The general manager, Dana Brown, gave us some real important news and notes about some of the most important players on this team. We'll let you know that coming up next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.